Blog Talk Radio.
It's indeed a pleasure to introduce and present to others Dr. Larissa D. Smith, the CEO and host of WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one. They call them Coach. They call them Doc. They call them Lois. They call them the Love Guru. Sometimes they call him Professor. Without further ado, I bring before you the voice of WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one, Dr. Larissa D. Smith. Make it do what it do.
I feel the master.
I feel them.
Y'all ready? They ready? Well, come on. Well, come on. Y'all ready? They ready? We ready? We ready? Well, come on. We ready? We ready?
We would call the Z Squad. 1981. Really excited about the mothers and things they are doing. Also, we're live on Tumblr at Dr. Lowell Smith blog. Then you have Twitter. This is D Smith 15. And we're excited about the last one. That's TikTok. We're going to make it do what it do on TikTok. That's at Dr. L. D. Alberto. So we have a great co-host that comes. Want to come in tonight, but they have Twitters that you can tweet as well as at Tremaine Edwards with the number 7 at Coach _ L _ Smith. We want to share with you WBSW Radio, the internet station, has listeners and watchers in 41 countries. We're too excited about that because we're heard on 6 continents. God blessed us to be at that point. In the 6 years we've been in existence, we're moving forward. We want to be blessed for another truly, truly, as long as he wants us to do his vision, he put in place into my heart, into my atmosphere that I want to make sure we do that. Also, we want you to register for our giveaway, WBHW Radio giveaway. What we normally give away is a trip. We pay for the hotel stay. You'll take care of getting there and your amenities and activating it. And we want to let you know we have given out as of 20 months ago. We've been giving away 20 trips now. 20. So we're excited from Hawaii to Cancun, over here to Atlanta, and down in Orlando, then Nashville, New Orleans, Grand National Park. We're excited about being in Vegas, and we're just giving out now. During the holidays, this is holiday time. This is a month. Within this month, Thanksgiving up to Christmas, no trips, where we pay for the hotel, 5 nights and 6 days, each one of them. The first one will be raffling off. That's why we need to have your name now. We need to have your name along with a means of transaction. We need to get your that name to me, and we'll give you the final information on that. But Paris, France, 5 nights, 6 days, we're going to pay for the hotel stay. The cost for that hotel stay is over $3,500. Thanks to TriStat LLC. Thanks to the brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. Thanks to the team at WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're able to put this together and make this available for you. But you must put your name in along with a means of transaction, and we'll give you that quickly. Also, we want to also share that we have gas vouchers, food vouchers. We make donations to an organization or requesting donations. We have books that we bought from authors. We have a couple of books, and we're going to be giving them out because I think these are two. We got several books, but these two of our members, a member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated out of the great state of Georgia, Brother Trey Johnson. The first book is How to Climb the Mountain of Financial Aid. And if you're going to school, you need to know how you can address your financial needs. If it's your child or your uncle, your cousin, your brother, whoever it is, you need this book. You got to let me know you want it by sending me an address where I can send it to you. The second book by Trey Johnson is Family Scars. This book is a book focusing on some scars that's in family. It's a great read. You can go to Amazon. You can go to Cabernet Publishing and purchase the book. But I'm going to have a few here that if you let me know you want one by just texting me and letting me know I need to have this or email me. So I need to have what your post address, your postage address, I'll pay for the, whatever it is, to get it to you. Family Scars, How to Climb the Mountain of Financial Aid, Trey Johnson. Thank you so much. We have several other books we're giving away, we're providing to the public. So we truly want you to invest in us, and we're willing to invest in you. We're also giving away gift cards, along with we're doing something new, and we're going to continue to do as we did it in 2024, that we go to certain convenience stores, talk to the manager, and we'll be able to ask and say, are you interested in paying for a tank of gas for you? But it's only
Cat Radio, the internet station, we're number one. We're glad to give back. We also, if we receive a request, we will try to make sure we help you through some sort of seed in your life. We have no problem doing that. And truly, God has blessed us to be in this position, so we're going to use with this opportunity. See, the more you give, He'll give more back to you. Give us the opportunity to be here 6 years. And we're excited. So we want to continue to give back to the public. And thank you so much for being part of the show. This is how you register for our giveaways. Send us your name along with a means of transaction. The four means of transaction, we actually put four beside your name. And that's either Cash App, PayPal, Venmo, or Zelle, and you send it to WVSW Radio, the internet station, with the number 23@gmail.com. WVSW Radio, the internet station, 23@gmail.com. Expect to have many of those very soon. If not, if you're on here, this is an interactive, if you want to read the site, it's interactive. Type in your name along with, if you feel comfortable, put in a cash. People feel comfortable, they post them on Facebook for birthdays, they want to hear, so just say something. If it's Cash App, PayPal, Venmo, Zelle, and we'll make sure we respond to you. But we will put you in the raffle for the trip to Paris, trip to Dubai, as well as coming up Bali. So there's three trips that we're willing to get your hotel on, but your name has to be pulled. We also send in a book, and we what we call love offering. We'll send you whatever it's $20, $15, $30, or whatever it is. Make a donation. Let them know you're doing something. And I see a brother over here, that Brother Derek Pugh, the principal of Third Group Marshall Middle School in Evergreen, Alabama. He's doing an awesome thing with his students and just provided us some incentive. It's an incentive plan. We were glad to make a donation there. And we'll continue to do that because we want to see the best. We want to see our children perform at a high level. Before we move forward, we want to give a shout out to Wood Black, who is joining us. Thank you so much for being a part of this. I just mentioned Derek Pugh, a member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Sanctified Sigma Chapter of Greenville, Alabama. Thank you, brother. Also, Elaine Zeta Love, a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Miss Bush EDS, a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Thank you so much. And Brown Shield. Thank you so much, Brown Shield. Our prayers are with you and your family as you go through this time with your grandmother transitioning. We truly love each and every one of you all. You're always, like I always say, friend. We're always family, and we're always there for you. So truly, thank you so much for being a part of this show. That I know this is a challenging time for you. Just go, hold on. God got you. Truly, He got you. So truly, those are some of the people that's already slowly joining us. Thank you so much. But we want to talk some sports tonight. As I started off telling you that Talking Sports Plus Primetime is the voice of colleges and universities, high school and middle school athletics in the southeastern part of this country. We want you to send us something. We don't talk about your school. Send us something about what's happening in your neck of the woods. Send us what's going on in the schools in your area. What's going on? Get ready for basketball. Let us know about basketball. The mother, son, nephew, grandson was on a team. The middle school won the championship. Let us know. Your high school might be playing in the playoffs. Let us know. We need your word. We need you to let us know. We need us. Type in. Just type in the comment section. Type in your school, the school you're supporting, your world school, alumnus of, whatever. Let us know what's going on. Truly, truly, that's what it's all about. When we always start off our show, we talk about our colleges and universities storyline. And it's discuss the road to Atlanta. For an individual not aware of what's happening in Atlanta, every year they have what they call the Celebration Bowl. And it is the Black College Football Championship Bowl. And we're excited about the two teams that's possibly going to be here. We know one is already set to be there from the two major conferences. Those two major Eastern Conference or the Southwest Athletic Conference, there is a battle coming up on the second weekend, which is, the first weekend of the month, on December the, if I'm mistaken, the second, and it's that Saturday. You have representing the East of the SWAC Conference champion, you have Florida A&M University out of Tallahassee, Florida. Representing the West Division of the Southwest Athletic Conference is none other than Prairie View A&M University. They will be battling in Atlanta at 2 o'clock on that first Saturday. Check them out. It'll be on ESPN. It'll be represented, but if you can put your meat in the seat, go put your meat in the seat. So truly, that's your, and let me back up. Let me back it up about the plays, because the SWAC have a tendency to go with the best team who have the best record. Last two or three years, they've been going to the team, which was Jackson State, because they had the best record. Now, FAMU has the best record. So it's a possibility they could be in Tallahassee for that SWAC championship. We'll get more notice on that very soon. But the Celebration Bowl will be in Atlanta on that following weekend, which is, I think, the 8th, 9th, or 10th. Check them out, whoever the winner. We know Howard University, MEAC, because the MEAC, which is the Mid-Eastern Athletic Conference, have a total of like 6 teams. And those 6 teams will be represented at preseason last week. Was expected to be North Carolina Central, but they lost to Howard, and it was not in good fashion. However, North Carolina Central received the bid to go to FCS, which is the Football Championship Subdivision playoff, and Howard will be in Atlanta taking on the winner of the SWAG for the Black College National Championship in the Celebration Bowl. This is how the road looked like in week 3. This is our top 5. We want to talk about the top 5. We have to give a shout out to Florida A&M, who replaced North Carolina Central, who had been won all season up until last week. Florida A&M, continuing with his winning ways, became the number one HBC football team so far in week 13, 12, and 13 for the historical black colleges and universities. Number 2, North Carolina Central. It was a flip-flop where North Carolina Central would have been from preseason all the way up until, like I said, a week ago. Now they are number 2, but they got the bid that goes to the NCAA division 1AA, which is called the FCS, Football Championship Subdivision. Number 3 is Jackson State University. We give a shout-out to Jackson State University. Even though they was playing the game against Alcorn, and they lost to Alcorn, but they still was able to stay up in that level at number 3. Number 4, Prairie View A&M, who was the winner of the Western Division of the SWAC Conference. They'll be playing Florida A&M. There's a toss-up between Jackson State and Alabama State University. So those are the top 5 for the historical black colleges and universities. FCS, football championships, or better known to most people, are the Division I-AA, the 2 major conference, and the conference of the historical black colleges and universities. And we look at the American Football Coaches Association coaches poll for week 13. You have in there, this is a combination of all the FCS schools. You have ranked number 7. You have a Florida A&M University. And the reason Florida A&M University will not be in that is not because they didn't choose to be there, ranked in there, but we have to have a decision on the SWAC champion. And know they come, but the season start for the playoffs started this past weekend. We'll start this weekend. So it's impossible for Florida A&M to be selected. So North Carolina Central, since they finished second, was selected. They've been ranked pretty high. They were ranked 7th, and Florida A&M was ranked 14th. But when they lost, that was a swap with that. So we give a shout out to number 7 Florida A&M University and North Carolina Central ranked number 14. We also will have our division two teams that we're going to discuss after we hear our first promo. Let me give a shout out to Triad LLC. It's a consulting firm that meets your needs. They work with you to administrate a grant, not write a grant, but once you awarded a grant, they will work with you to administrate that grant so you can get the best possible opportunity to have a good report with that, organization that gave you that grant to do whatever you requested, but also in the future you'll have the same opportunity to apply again and you'll be that much far ahead. So we give a shout out to Mr. William Scott with TriStat LLC, and you can call him at 334, just give him a call, 320-5438. Go to William Scott on Facebook also, and you can let William know you're interested in working with him and his organization to accomplish that you have set and a goal to provide the best final report to that organization or the grantors so you can possibly receive that on the next quarterly or the next cycle as well. So give them a call, William Scott, 334-320-5438. L&T Stalwart Lawn Service, LLC, out of South Central Alabama. Their promo.
That's right, hard work. Check out L&T Stalwart Lawn Service, LLC, the manicure expert in South Central Alabama. For more information, call Mr. Tony Stalwart at 334-300-7401. Again, that's 334-300-7401. Or just go to Facebook and check out Anthony Stalwart. DM Anthony and he can connect with you. So we look forward to making it do what it do.
Give a shout out to L&T Stalwart Lawn Service LLC out of South Carolina, the manicure expert. Also, they in a position if you need something moved, they can move from out of your yard to have your yard looking very beautiful. They'll do several things, but go to Facebook. That's Anthony Stalwart. DM Anthony, and he will get with you and have one of his representatives talk with you and set up a meeting, and you can go from there. Again, that's Anthony Stalwart, L&T Stalwart Lawn Service, LLC. You can contact Mr. Stalwart at 334-300-7401. And the second conference that goes up the East Coast is Central Intercollegiate Athletic Association, known as the CIAA. Those are the two conferences. The final ranking for those Division II HBCU football team 2023, you have ranked number one, Benedict College. 11-0. Some note, and this is a note I want to share with you all. Benedict was the only historical black college to be undefeated in 2023. So we give them a hand clap for making it do what it do. So they was 11-0. Benedict winning the SIAC. Virginia Union, 10-1. Number three was Fayetteville State. They were 8-3. Number four was Virginia State at 8-2. Then you have number five, Albany State, which is 6-4. Number six was Miles College, 6-4. Number seven was Tuskegee University over there that will have an awesome opportunity tomorrow to improve on that by participating in the Turkey Day Classic in Montgomery at ASU Football Stadium tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Number eight was Allen University, which is 7-3 this year. Number 9, Johnson C. Smith, who was 7-3. Number 10 is Fort Valley State University, 7-3. We want to look at the HBCU Division II National Champion for 2023, and that's Benedict College. Tigers won the national championship. So we'll give them a hand out to let you know that we appreciate your efforts and doing what you had to do to win. We are champions. So Benedict College has been crowned the Division II Historical Black College and University National Champion. So they'll get an opportunity to take their skills on to the playoff. For the Division II playoff, Chennis, Barry, at Benedict College. The record of 11-0 this year. The second consecutive season to win the conference championship. Head coach of the year, and go undefeated in the regular season. So we give a shout out to Benedict College, Coach Barry, and the things that you're doing up at Benedict College. Also, the first annual or inaugural Florida Beach Bowl, which is the Division II Historical Black College and University representative. AA, and you have a representative from the SIAC coming from the CIA with a record of 7-3, Johnson C. Smith. They'll meet Fort Valley State Wildcats in 7-3 from the SIAC in this inaugural event. It's first time the Florida Beach Bowl will be happening in Lauderdale down at the DRB PNK Stadium. So give a shout out to those two teams, and this will be happening on December 13th, and it'll be at 7:30 in Fort Lauderdale, so you can have a ball now. So let's give a shout out to both of those schools for doing exactly what you asked them to do: work hard and then be selected to play in a bowl, which is the inaugural bowl. So we're really excited about that. Looking at Week 12 results, which was last weekend, we want to give a shout out to Howard University, who was ranked number 7 in last week's poll, beat Morgan State, who was ranked number 10, 14-7. 13, Delaware State, taking on North Carolina Central. And that score was North Carolina Central, who was ranked number 2, 55, and Delaware State, 14. Number 5, Alabama State University, traveled down to Prairie View. A&M, who's ranked number 4. Final score, 21-14. The Prairie View won that game, allowed them to clinch the Southwest Athletic Conference Western Division Championship. Give a shout-out to Prairie View A&M. Also, Alcorn State University, who's ranked number 6, went to Jackson, taking on number 3 Jackson. And they beat Jackson. They beat Jackson 28-24. Jackson State. Last but not least, number 1 Florida A&M in black college football. 24. Bethune-Cookman, which is the Florida Classic. 7. So we have a shout out to Florida A&M for winning Florida this past weekend. Also, the must see games coming up. For this weekend, you have number 2 North Carolina Central in the LCS playoff, round 1, taking on Richmond. They go to Richmond to play Richmond University, and it's on the 25th at 2 o'clock p.m. On tomorrow, Thanksgiving, you have AC taking on Alabama State University. Both teams are looking to improve on their record. Tuskegee is 7-3, and I believe Alabama State University might be 6-4, I believe. So we're seeing that, look to have, and check it out if you can, an awesome game tomorrow. And then on Saturday, even the teams are ranked in the bowl this year, but it's going to be a battle of the Bayou Classic in New Orleans. Give a shout out to Southern University. is going to be at Grambling. They'll be in a neutral site, but Grambling State will be the home team. So each Saturday, they play the Bayou Classic. Give a shout out to 60,000 to 70,000 people who are putting meat in the seat on Saturday. In the we call the Dome, Superdome, Mercedes Dome, and you check them out. They'll be on television. It's always broadcast. So let's give a shout out to both Southern and Grambling, along with Tuskegee, Alabama State, and for sure, number two, North Carolina Central, for making it happen to be in a competitive state. We want to give a shout out to our next sponsor. It's always good to have these individuals continue to sponsor what we're doing. We have a awesome sponsor in startup business, pretty much. Family business that started up. And we want to be there to help support in what they're doing. We give a shout out to Jennifer Jackson for working with her family to start a business known as Soap Gems by Jackson and Grace. And it's always good to be in the presence of people who try to help. It's always good. So let's listen to their problem.
If you want to purchase some of the best soap and perfume scents in South Central Alabama, contact Soap Gym by Jackson and Grace. The owner is Miss Jennifer Jackson. Contact number 251-369-1344, or go to Facebook. Type in Jennifer with one N, Jackson, or Charlie's Angel. There's several items like Bombshell, Chance of a Lifetime, Luddy's Lover, Straight Savage, Manpower, Goat Milk Lotion, and Coming Lavender Sea Salt. So please check her out. Again, that number is 251-369-1344. Soap Gym by Jackson and Grace.
Get off the ground when you're knocked down. That's what it's all about. Thank you so much, Jennifer Jackson. That's Jennifer with one N. Go to Facebook, type that name in, or Charlie's Angel, and you can make contact with her. Or you can give her a call at 251-369-1344. So truly shop and find out what the inventory is like at Soap Gems from Jackson and Grace. We want to look at now our Coach's Corner. Now, our Coach's Corner focus on our Group of Five and Power Five. The discussion came out last night about what teams and what order would be for the college football playoff ranking. And this is what the results came out. Still, after taking it over last week, is Georgia. They're ranked number one. Ranked number two is Ohio State. Shout out to Ohio State for the things they're doing and competing. This is the weekend called the must-see game. We're going to talk about it in a little bit. Number three, both teams are excited because they are letting me know. And letting me know, they've never been letting me know at the same time for a while. Also at number four, that was a new number four. We have the University of Washington led by Michael Penix Jr., one of the candidates for the Heisman, that quarterback. He leapfrogged Florida State. Washington became number four. Number five is Florida State. They dropped down to number five. And then the order kind of stayed close to where it was the previous week. You have number six. You have Oregon with that one loss to Washington. behind Oregon, you have Texas, who had that one loss to Oklahoma. Number eight, it's the University of Alabama, who has that one loss to Texas. A lot of people keep saying that's why they're behind Texas, because of that loss, even though it was early in the season. Louisville, however you want to say it, they're ranked number 10, and they will be this weekend playing Kentucky. And after they play Kentucky in the rival game, they're looking to play Florida State. Florida State lost their quarterback, Jordan Travis, in a horrendous accident. They said, it's football, we'll call it an accident. And he lost, it was lost for the rest of the season. So we truly want to be supporting to decide the ACC championship. And most likely, if Florida State win that one, they'll be automatic bottom. But we can't forget about Florida State taking on Florida with a second-string quarterback coming up this weekend down in Florida. So the weekend is filled with some awesome games. And I hadn't talked to about all the other games. Also, we want to kind of share with you some must-see games coming up this weekend. And those must-see games that are coming up this weekend will be, the results of the must-see games from last weekend. Number one, Georgia took on number 18, Tennessee, and the final score was 38-10. Number 22, Utah took on Arizona, which was ranked number 17. Arizona won 42-18. Number three, Michigan took on Maryland. Michigan ranked number three. It was 31, and Maryland was 24. So it was kind of a hard-fought game. Maryland made some mistakes late up in it throughout the game that could have put them in the hot seat or the good seat, but unfortunately they didn't. Then number 10, Louisville, 38, Miami, 31. It was at Miami. Number 5, Washington, 22. Number 11, Oregon State, 20. It was a tough battle. Give a shout-out to the weather. It was unbearable. It was snow, ice, but they still played through it at 22 for Washington, who ranked number 5, and for number 11, Oregon State, 20. And for Chattanooga, traveling to Alabama, who's ranked number 8, final score was 66-10. And then we had Texas taking on Iowa State, and the final score was 26-16. Now, one game I did put on there because it wasn't a must-see game, but it was a big upset. New Mexico State came to Auburn in one of those paid games, but $1.7 million for New Mexico State coming there to play. They ended up being over 31-10. And there was a lot of talking because you had paid to come, you're supposed to win, and you didn't win. So truly, truly, shout out to New Mexico State. It was not a must-see game, but we want to definitely give them a shout out for the biggest upset. I'm going to say the biggest upset. We had one earlier, but that one I think stood out more so because even though New Mexico State was 9-2, they still consider to be on the level of just an average Auburn team and upset them at home, and the final score was 30-10. Our projected 6 Heisman candidates. They're not in any particular order. I'm just going to give out names. You have Washington quarterback Mike Penix Jr. The next person up would be LSU quarterback Jaden Daniels. Ohio State wide receiver Marvin Harrison Jr. Florida State quarterback Joy. Still got a couple weeks to go before the decision being made. Some things. Will vaults in the top 9 on me, they're going to stay at the top. So we'll look forward to see. But those are the projected 6 Heisman candidates. Even though Jordan Travis is out, I hope he still get an opportunity to receive those votes so he can still have them because he had a heck of a season, the quarterback at Florida State University, Jordan Travis. Now, our must-see game for week 13. You have number 1, Georgia, at Georgia Tech. You have number 2, Ohio State, at number 3, Michigan. We have number four, Florida State at Florida. We have number 10, Louisville hosting Kentucky. Number 5, Washington hosting Washington State. Number 6, Oregon hosting Oregon State. Number 8, Alabama travel to Auburn. And on the Thursday night, if I'm not mistaken, game, you have number 12, Ole Miss traveling to Mississippi State. So those are must-see games coming up, and we want to give a shout-out to each and every one of those teams and tell you, continue doing what you're doing, work hard, and the playoff could be in your taking the top 14, the top best 14, not deserving the best, to see how it's going to be. But you still got some weeks to go. It may be a shakeup. It may not be a shakeup. So look forward to seeing the college football playoff folding and ranking coming up next week. A lot of it will be changed due to some of the right here. There's going to be some changes because you got some people that are really going after each other, going to have to play hard, going to have to play tough, and don't and try not to be upset. So we'll look at what's going to happen this weekend. Truly has been exciting. Let me give a shout-out to several people joining us because we have to make sure we do this. And these individuals joined us since we last mentioned about those people that's here. We have Vaca with number Hope in one. Clock Wise Horror. D-Man 3E. TKKM. We have DM Cashmere. Johnny D's Nut. I'm sorry, 418. MC69G. Beard Wonder 31. Those individuals join us so far on Tumblr's. Then we have a list of individuals joining us since we gave the last shout out. I got to do some waving here to the individual. I want to give them some shout outs. I got to give some waves before I do that. We want to give a shout out to, we have several that are new. We didn't give a shout out. Elaine, we gave a shout out to Elaine Zeta. Love, member of Zeta 58 Sport Incorporated. We have an individual here and don't like to have designs. We have Sonia Brown 738. We have Benjamin Jara joining us. Mary underscore Princess. We have Brady joining us. Thank you, Brady. You have Angie. Kimberly, thank you. Kimberly, thank you. Ron, thank you for joining us. You have joined us again. Says hi. Thank you so much. You also, and Mary sent up several hearts. Thank you, Mary. Exquisite underscore dimple. You also have Gordon K1914, a member of Phi Beta Sigma Attorney Incorporated. We want to give him a shout out for being here. Thank you. We have Kirby Gordon joining us. Hi, Sean Khan. Thank you. Virgo 601. Thank you so much, King. We have Jackie L. Hicks Randall joining us. Then we also have C43-F. Thank you so much, John George. I tell you, it's been exciting coming in for you, but we've been talking about a little high school storyline, and it's important that we talk about the high school storyline. Each year, there's a poll that is put into place dealing with high school. And Week 13 power ranking for the state of Alabama, the top five, Arkansas, Florida, Georgia, Louisiana, South Carolina, Tennessee, and Mississippi. These are the top five, in some cases top six, ranked high school teams in those states. starting with the Alabama High School Athletic Association. You have Central of Phoenix City, ranked number one. Clay of Chalkville, ranked number two. Thompson, ranked number three. And Sterling, ranked number four. Vestavia Hill, ranked number five. However, there's going to be a switch in that came out late yesterday. Sterling now taking over the number one spot, and everybody else falling in line behind them. And number five is Vestavia Hill. From the great state of Arkansas. So if you're Arkansas, give a shout out to Greenwood High School. Parkview High School, ranked number two. Fayetteville High School, ranked number three. Bryant High School, ranked number four. Conway High School, ranked number five. For the great state of Florida, their high school athletic association, ranked number one. Academy out of Bradenton, Florida. Chaminade Madonna. St. Thomas Aquinas down in the Fort Lauderdale area. Coca High School. American Heritage down in Plantation. We have ranked number five. Coca's number four. Number six, New Orleans High School out of the great city area, metro area of Miami. Give a shout out to New Orleans High School. In the great state of Georgia, we have Colquitt County, number one. Number two, Thomas County Central is ranked number two. You also have ranked number three, Mill Creek. Ranked number four out of the state of Georgia is Walton. Ranked number five, Carrington. Number six is Buford. So those are the top six in the state of Georgia. State of Louisiana, Edna Carr, ranked number one. St. Thomas More, ranked number two. John Curtis, ranked number three. Lafayette Christian Academy, ranked number four. Ruston is ranked number five. The state of Mississippi, Oak Grove is ranked number one. Brandon is ranked number two. Tupelo is ranked number three. West Jones is number four. The state of South Carolina, Northwestern is ranked number one. White Knox is ranked number two. Irmo is ranked number three. Dutch Fort is ranked number four. South Florence is ranked number five. And Jane S. Byers is ranked number six. In the great state of Tennessee, their power ranking, number one, McCauley High School. Number two is Baylor High School. Number three is Bradley Central. Number four is Germantown High School. Number five is West High School. So those are the rankings for the high school. We want to give a congratulations for each of those teams that are ranked in the top five. There's probably the top 25, but those are top five we'll share with you tonight. And we're truly so thankful to come before. We got several other people join us. We have licensed Mara Bell Fee. Thank you so much. We have Trey, it is Mia Ma, thank you so much. Victor Marquez, giving a shout and giving them an opportunity so I can say hi to them. Also joining us, we have, $30K joining us. Thank you, $30K. And then we have Just Jen 101. Man, I tell you, it's awesome that we're able to share this. But we want to give a shout out to another one of our major sponsors. And they have a promo. And I have to give a shout out to them because they're with us through this whole process. They're doing everything to make sure. Last weekend, they had an awesome event where they partnered with two venues down in Georgia and Alabama. The brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter, went down to Simply Beautiful Event Center. They partnered with Simply Beautiful Event Center along with Mary Ruth Restaurant, and they had an awesome time. They had an awesome time down there, gave away free Thanksgiving dinner to the citizen or the resident of Butler County, Alabama, and it was exciting. We posted on Facebook so you can see it. I did it on my page, and a couple other brothers posted. Give them a shout-out because those brothers making things happen down there. And also, on December the 16th, those same brothers of Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter of Greenville will be providing throw blankets for the elderly in the nursing home in Georgiana, Alabama. Right at about 85 throw blankets, they'll be giving away, handing out to those our citizens of wisdom. We want to give back to them. So we give a shout out to those brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity. This is their promo because they say they lead and never follow. And the next thing is there's been talk about in the spring, there will be another Blue Review. You can check them out, brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. Simply Beauty, Beauty Event Center. Also, those awesome ladies and gentlemen that's giving back in Greenville. We're trying to get together and make sure we have another event that we can house almost 300 people. And we want you to be there. Put your meat in those seats, and we'll give you information. That's the brothers of Phi Beta Sigma making things happen. So we'll give a shout out to them. We'll give a shout out to Cookie15494. Thank you, Cookie. There we have Last Born. Join us. Thank you, Last Born. Join us. Thank you so much. But as we get ready to close out, let's play the promo for the brothers of Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville, a Phi Beta Sigma fraternity.
It's indeed a pleasure to talk about the winning of Phi Beta Sigma fraternity incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma chapter in Greenville, Alabama. The most progressive brothers of Phi Beta Sigma fraternity incorporated, they're providing service. They're standing up to the motto, culture for service and service for humanity. If you want to contact those brothers, you can go to Facebook, Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville, or you can go to Instagram, and that's Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville with the number 10. And if you want to tweet them, those brothers, that's Zeta Phi Sigma _ 10. Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma fraternity, we're proud of you. Make it do what it do.
Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last four digits of your cell on your telephone, ask for your location, then you can chat with Dr. Rosa D. Smith and the co-host that join us from time to time. We're down about 5 minutes where we're going to close. Thank you for being a part of each one of you are joining us. The internet station is number one. We're using each one of these social media sites to get the word out. Thank you for taking time and joining us. Thank you so much. And thank you so much, Jen. Just Jen 101. She said very nice. Thank you so much for that. And we're gonna keep doing what we're doing here, and we do want you to be interactive. Type in your thoughts. We appreciate it. Get the likes now. We need you to hit the likes button. Hit those hearts. Let us know what you look like. Just hit the button. You got a chance right now before we close out. Let me say hello. Give a wave to Mets fan. Thank you for joining us and being a part of this as well. I tell you, man, every time we come before you all, we want to share something with you. Now, we're going to be off for the rest of the week. We're going to come back next week, which is the last week in the month, and we're going to pick certain days to come before we go to our normal schedule on December, the first week in December. The first full week in December, we'll go to our regular schedule, our first week, second week, third week, fourth. 1 and 3 together, 2 and 4 together. So truly, truly, we will let you know which day we'll be coming at. You trying to make it do what it do. Most likely Monday we're going to come in and do some straight talk. Talk some straight talk. We're definitely going to come do that. Then we'll look at the other days and see how we want to do them, because it is the end of the month and we'll choose to play our show earlier. Because we had over 694 individuals joined us especially on TikTok. And I'm so excited to see all those 600 that being a part of it. And that was our show today at 1 o'clock. And we look for our numbers to be even greater tonight. Thank you so much for being a part of this and being supportive. Because we just want to make it do what it do. Because we truly love you. It comes from our heart. There really ain't nothing you can do about it but accept our love or not. But we truly want to let you know we love you. This is your interactive radio station. We want you to be a part of it. I know there's a lot of requests sometimes to come on live, but we're in the midst of moving pretty fast. If you want to call in, and we'll do. But when we go to say, let's go live, a lot of times we're not able to go live with you where we want to stay off track. We want to truly thank you for being a part of this tonight. And I want you to continue to remember that our hashtag is responsible. Be responsible, like we mentioned our show today. Today's show is Dr. Lowe's Real Relationship Talk Show with No Filter. It was a blast. We had a blast today. And thank you so much for all your support. So truly, we want you to continue to support what we're trying to do. Now, if you want to sow a seed with us, you can sow a seed. Send us whatever you want, for $1 to help so we can purchase these books, do the things we need to do. And you can send it to, and I want to make sure you understand, that's Cash App, $Lorenza, L-O-R-E-N-Z-A, D as in David Smith, says Lorenza D. Smith. Send it, and we'll it for what it's for. As well as we'll be sowing some seeds, and we're going to lie love offering, we're going to be sending out. If we get your name and get your Cash App, PayPal, Venmo, Zelle, just one of them, means the transaction, and we'll put you in the route for our trips and all giveaways, but also we will, again, send a love offer to you. Man, I tell you, it's been awesome being here tonight. God is so good, and one of my live devices that extended is 1 hour, so we went over the 1 hour, so it's ready to be booted up and but we're truly still kicking it with the other four. But for those individuals holding on, I do want you to have Thanksgiving. It is an opportunity to make it to the point. Get what you or whoever your family is and spend some time just being in the same place with them. It's a blessing. It's a time to be thankful. It's a time to be joyful. It's a time to love one another. Have a happy Thanksgiving. Have a happy Black Friday. So if you want to send some money, and truly we will see you on Monday. And we truly going to make it do what it do. Thank you so much, Just Gen 101. We just thank you and happy Thanksgiving. Thank you and happy Thanksgiving to you as well. Exactly. Thank you so much. And you too. Truly, truly do what you do best. Give a shout out to Blue Songbird number 7. Give a shout out to member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Thank you so much, Sarah, for being a part of this right now. As we get ready to close out, hashtag responsible. Hashtag keep on grinding. Hashtag make it do what it do. Hashtag communicate for understanding. Hashtag we got this. And we're excited about having a chance to do this. So as we close out, I want to play some music that's truly, I said, will relate. Coming into the exciting time of the year, which is the holiday season. And this is it's going to be something to make you jump up and move around. And that's what it's all about. And thank you so much, Jen, Just Jen 101. Behave now. Thank you, love. Love. Have a good night. You have a good night, too. And truly, truly, let's play a little bit. Wobble, wobble. We don't have the right to the music, but we want to play it on our show. So you can check it out. Maybe you want to get up and move around a little bit.
Okay. Now this here is what we call a wobble. And y'all ladies, y'all go back and move. Fellas, you better watch. It's like Christmas for us. So fellas, watch it if you want to get in there and join in. But I'm going to act a fool. And my legs are hurting. No!
Five, six, seven, eight.